everything for him, only to find out the whole thing was just another hoax. Oh, that and flag decision has caused, flag decision, I guess, is banning the Confederate flag, has caused lowest ratings ever, all capitalized.
Yeah, wow.
So is there
that
we
breaking,
go.
Is that breaking news or depressing?
Well, we're bringing the country together yet again.
Yeah,
right. With
what does that, what does that accomplish?
Why would someone tweet that out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else going on in the world? And how old is that story anyway? And you know what? When I saw that, that's a noose, man. I mean, I don't know how you'd confuse that for a door opening thing. And however long it was there, the FBI investigated it. But that's a good question, Kevin. That was an hour ago.
Wow.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Dan Bernstein here, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon, reminding you that you can listen to The Score remotely on your laptop or on your mobile device through the radio.com app, or just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. You can always count on us for a deep dive into the stories that matter to Chicago sports fans. We're live and we're local. So listen to The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And right now, when you buy a sample of Benjamin Moore paint, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace. Offer valid on gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on one gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together. For just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, user rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sammy Sosa.
Well, you know, I don't have too much to share with Mr. Ricky, but we're talking about that, you know, that era. I mean, I don't know why they were going to take the blame for everybody else. That's only I'm trying to say. And also, you know, for the voters or for the writers, you know, every year that I have a chance to do every interview, I did it. I treat the reporter very nice. So one of the reasons that I ask myself why that I cannot receive more votes every year. So, you know, I see players, they don't have the caliber number that they have much better vote or the writer treat those people much better than me. So that's the question that I ask myself, why I don't get more recognition when it comes to the boat.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Just kind of, you know, staying ready as long as we can, but also not, building up too much too fast. So it was kind of one of those things, you know, I think early on it was a lot of bullpens, maybe not face hitters as early. And then just as the year rolled on, maybe start facing hitters and building up and getting a couple ups, maybe three ups and stuff like that. So I was able to get up to three ups and face some hitters. So, you know, arm feels good and body feels good. So, ready to go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is David's guy, Alec Mills, also known as Millsy.
He's going to play a big role in this 60-game season. He's ready for it, too. Sounds like it. He could
sure
be.
Does.
He could be an asset. You got to figure, who do you have more confidence in if you're a Cubs fan today as we sit here, Alec Mills or Tyler Chatwood?
See, now that's... That question is why you worry about the starting rotation.
Exactly.
Right there. You just put your finger on the button of the issue, which is, I would imagine most people don't have a lot of confidence in either of them, frankly, David.
Now, none of the above.
Yeah, that's the answer.
And they're your fourth and fifth starters for the Cubs. So if you do the same exercise for the White Sox, and we do it because we know the different leagues that they're in. Thank you, Texter. But they are both in Chicago. I think we understand the comparison.
What, how do the leagues matter now? There's a universal DH.
I don't know.
I don't understand that. Yeah,
that was the question. But anyway, the fourth and fifth starters for the White Sox, if you ask that question, would you rather have Dylan Cease or Ronaldo Lopez, it doesn't strike you with the same sort of concern or apprehension level, right?
Listen, I'm telling you, Dylan Cease is in a different category altogether. He
is
ready for a breakthrough here. And if I wanted to answer the question, I would say that I trust Dylan Cease more than Tyler Chatwood or Alec Mills, if that is making any sense.
It makes perfect sense, and I think the point is that when you look at the Cubs, you get to three. You can count to three before you get to a starting pitcher, your fourth starting pitcher that you start to have questions about. When you do the same exercise for the White Sox, and let's go through, okay, Giolito, check. Keuchel, check. I like Rodon, check. Kopech, if he's here, check. Cease, check. I mean, you go five, six deep before you start to get...
Gio Gonzalez?
I think I trust him more than I trust the Cubs fourth or fifth.
I like Gio Gonzalez. Call me a fool. Okay, I'm an idiot. And don't forget, there are other options too. Ronaldo Lopez, listen, I mean, he's kind of in a last gasp, okay? But hopefully something changes. Hopefully he figures something out. Hopefully he's significantly better than he's been, but it's been pretty ugly, frankly.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But in the 60-game season, and I think the one thing Kelly Kroll said that is interesting to consider is that when you talk about the Cubs getting creative and taking this sort of playoff mentality to a 60-game sprint, if we're able to start the season on July 24th, as we think that will be the date when we get the schedules later today, how might the Cubs approach this in a creative way? Could they take those fourth and fifth starting spots and look at it as a bullpenning day or a piggyback day or however you want to call it, whatever you want to say, using your relief pitchers in sort of de facto starting roles and spreading out the load three innings at a time or four innings at a time? I don't know if it's going to work that way, but I wonder if that is in the back of their mind because they're going to load up on pitching, hope that their bullpen comes through, and try to be creative as they can to get through it.
I have a brother who was born on July 24th, and I have played the 247 trifecta for much of my life just as a throwaway bet for snorts and giggles, and it cashes a lot more than you'd imagine. Whenever it looks like I can pull it off, I'll just do a dollar try box. Let me tell you something. This bodes well for the baseball season, my friend.
It's a Friday this year. It's a Friday.
It's a nice day
to have a birthday on a Friday.
Start.
Yeah,
it's all good, buddy. All good. Feeling good about it and moving forward and hoping for good things.
I think that's a good way to look at it. I hope that we are reaching July 24th, and when we get there, that we can talk about an opening day or an opening night, however the case may be, because I think it's going to be an exercise in sort of patience and discipline, Mully. I think that every day that we get to work and we turn the mic on at 5 o'clock is going to be, okay, where are we today and what has changed and how fluid is this situation? Because it's going to be very, and everybody's going to have to be nimble and able to look at, okay, things look good today, maybe they won't tomorrow. Things don't look good tomorrow, maybe they will the next day. I think it's going to require us to look at this in a way that is unique. It's unique to the way we've ever approached a baseball season. But that's why I've appreciated the approaches that Rick Renteria and David Ross have taken each day that they've spoken to the media.
I agree. And I tell you what, you know, we have a texter who's checked in a couple times now with various questions along this, which is, what are the Premier League and the Bundesliga, what have they done that MLB players need to follow suit on? You know, I think they have really operated in a bubble for the most part. They've tried to do the social distancing thing. The Bundesliga got through it, for God's sake. You know, they are in good shape, and things are going okay so far in the Premier League. It helps to have the numbers under control in the world around you. But they have done some good things, and I see Major League Baseball doing the same things. And I go back to the Bundesliga commissioner talking about, he's been on a ton of conference calls with Major League Baseball, with the NFL, with the NBA, with the NHL. All the sports leagues are checking in to find out what's working and what isn't working. And that's one of the ways they put together all their protocols. So I think there has been a lot of cooperation among sports leagues, not just in this country, but worldwide. And they're trying to give each other things that they've learned and clues and little tricks that might help them. So it all comes down to the people that you are around. It comes down to the seriousness of the issue as players take it. So it comes down to players understanding the seriousness of the issue.
And I think they do. And I think the leagues, we can agree, have done as much as they can to control the elements they can control. But the differences between the leagues that you mentioned, I think, is that when you look at the respective cities and in the respective countries, what is the difference? It's that we in America have not learned yet that we can't do whatever we want whenever we want anymore. And if you want sports, and that's just a small section of what this discussion is about, but to stop the spread, it is going to require more discipline than we have seen exhibited in the last 6 weeks. Once we got to Memorial Day, everyone thought, like, well, gee, we got to Memorial Day, it's summer, so let's go back to doing summer type things. Not going to work that way, not going to get better that way. And I think that is a big difference as well. Would you agree? Because the leagues are trying to do what they can, and the players can try to, you know, do what they can, but if they live in cities where nobody else is doing what they should, it's going to be a problem.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, David, and you're absolutely right. And I guess what I'm talking about is this idea, like, you know, the best example is probably the bubble, the NBA bubble down in Orlando. Provided the players stay within their bubble, there's still outside influences and outside elements that could be problematic for them. You know, bus drivers are not going to be in the bubble, but they will be driving the buses. So you got to be careful and you got to take precautions when you're on the bus and all that stuff. I mean, but if it's sensible, if people are doing the right things, if everybody is taking care of their own business and not worried about it, I think that it's going to work out. I think that they are trying to do something in conditions as safe as you can get, but they are far from perfect, and I believe that's why Adam Silver keeps reminding us of that.
And let's look for the NHL to be the next league to kind of encounter some issues, because they start to get back to work, and their plan is going to be, you know, in the next phase. This week, we start to see some things and into, you know, as they continue the planning stages. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, too. It was reported by The Athletic, Molly, to see Brent Seabrook wants to come back. He wants to play.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. I was really surprised to see that. But, you know, he's had a couple of surgeries.
Three.
He's got the shoulder. He's got the hip. I was.
Both hips and a shoulder surgery.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
35 years old.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
that's hockey, baby.
All right. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Our thanks to our guys, Dustin with a rare week off. God bless you, Dustin.
That's enough of that, Lackey.
Yeah, John Lackey. Our thanks to Kevin Zipak, really stepping up and performing in a manner that is not usually associated with him. Really went above and beyond.
I guess. Okay.
Doesn't he always?
Yeah, he does.
Did I insult him accidentally?
No, you insulted Dustin. You thanked him for taking the week off.
Okay. I'm wondering who I'm insulting.
We're all thankful of that.
Yeah. You know who I'll never insult is Ray.
No.
God bless you, Ray. Thank you for everything. Thank you for doing all the extra work that you're doing.
Ah, God is the greatest.
So is Ray. David, have a great day, buddy.
Have a great day, Mully.
More fun tomorrow. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
In this hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. That segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins here from the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6, reminding you that you can listen to The Score remotely on your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. Count on us to cover the stories that matter to Chicago sports fans because we're live and we're local. It's the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Now,
a better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off three or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. And this segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Cubs Radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence. And there are always fans. There's just, it's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way. Yep. And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Hi, this is Pat Hughes. Stay connected with 670 The Score. Older adults or those who have other serious chronic health conditions, including chronic lung disease, heart disease, cancer, or a weakened immune system, are especially at risk for severe illness and must stay at home as much as possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM anytime of the day or night, or search for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball.